Thank you, Kirk. Julie?
I agree with much of what Kirk said. I'd like to expand on it. I was the primary author. I wrote the draft of PAC's recommendations for the library law to council and was very disappointed when, after they adopted them, they were then ignored by drawing this arbitrary line that took away the most developed, desirable piece from a development perspective. And I think we did lose a lot of money if it goes forward for affordable housing. I'd like to share something from Josie Parker, who is head of the library. When we met with Josie, she said, it's not about people, it's about behavior. And what I'd like to see in the library law is a space that encourages and promotes positive behavior. And we talked a lot about placemaking principles. You need to have development on that space to make it work so that there are eyes and bodies and activity, and so we can have positive activity happening all year round. Otherwise, that space will fail. Just like we've seen with Liberty Plaza, it can be explained by the lack of activity. It's not the design. We know when Sonic Lunch happens, it works very well. So we need programming and attention to our local parks.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, so just to clear it up for anyone who doesn't know, there will be a park. There's part of the plan that actually cannot support a building. So there will be a park on part of it. There is a medium density part, which is on Fifth Avenue, and then a higher density part in the back, which is on the other side of the lot. I think not developing here would be a waste of a lot of money that's gone into the foundation. Liberty Square, I absolutely agree, can use a lot of attention. I think, I have to respectfully disagree, I think it actually is part of the design. Putting walls up and having cemented alcoves, I don't think is an effective use of a space downtown that could be nice and green and beautiful and a wonderful place to be. Also, in terms of putting parts of the money towards affordable housing, I think a better solution for affordable housing would be to have a budgeted allotment. You know, we've seen this done before where you take a percentage for affordable housing, and it's not always the most reliable way. It gets taken away from time to time.
Back in the early 80s, there was a surface parking lot behind the Michigan Theater and the bank on Liberty Street. The city came in and they made a deal and they did a joint thing where they built this parking garage called Liberty Square Town Hall. They put the footings in there so that it would have three more floors above the parking structure, and that was back in the early 80s and nothing's happened. So it's really too bad down on the library lot that they didn't plan all that to get a developer to come in to put the building on there while they were doing the library lot, because I feel with the track record of Liberty Square, we're gonna see nothing happen with the library lot, so they waste a lot of money in those extra footings there. I used to live across the street from the library lot, and it was really nice to have that open space. So I'm in favor of open space downtown, and I learned that at downtown conferences I used to go to. Thank you.